Hey everybody, this is Jared Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast at Red Pill University. I want to tell everybody, welcome! Another lesson that you need to learn about Red Pill. More effectiveness and how you can become this Red Pill person that you need to be. Yes, how you can become the best that you can be, an effective Red Pill. Alright, we're going to go right into it and let's begin. First and foremost, I want to tell everybody, you are the greatest person that you can be, student, because you're learning your lessons from me and you are taking lessons, heed to heart, heed to breathe. You are doing everything that is great. So what I want to tell you right now, students, grab your notebook, write down this note, write down this right here. I am a high value person. If you are a guy, you write, I am a high value man. If you are a woman and you're listening to my podcast, I am a high-value woman. If you are non-binary, you say, I am a high-value non-binary person. You don't use your pronouns of they, them, we, whatever. You just say non-binary. That kind of covers you. If you are trans and you're listening to my podcast, I am a high-value trans person. I am a high-value gay person, a high-value lesbian, whatever you use your design that will ever get you into your mood, that's what you put down. I am a high value person, because guess what? You are that high value person. I am telling you that right now. Write that down. I am a high value person. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can get, if you are a guy looking for a high value woman, I'm going to tell you how to get her. I'm going to tell you how to bag her. And I'm going to tell you the tips on how to go and get one. All right? Because I learn from the master. You're going to learn from me today. Today is the day you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to fucking get the bag. How to bag the perfect high value. How to bag the perfect woman. All right? I'm not telling you how to bag a high value woman. I'm not telling you how to bag this woman let me give you an example. Steve Harvey, the comedian. Who has this show called The Steve Harvey Show. He always says on there, I'm the CLO. And that stands for Chief Love Officer. That's what he says. I'm the Chief Love Officer. We're not talking about that. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about something totally different from that. We're going to start talking about how to bag the perfect person in your life. Okay? Not a woman. A person. And this person is the person that's going to teach you how to become the better person in your life. Okay? So that you can be more effective at what you do. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. How you can put the emphasis of being better in your life. Okay? So that no one can deny you from the things that you do right. Okay? First thing, rule number one. When you're looking for that perfect mate, here's what I want you to do. The simplest thing. And everybody says, well, I know how to do that. No, you don't. Because if you knew how to fucking do it, you would have been done fucking done it. You would have had it done, and it would have been done yesterday. Not today. Yesterday. So take a notebook. Piece of paper. I don't care what you need. Notebook, piece of paper, whatever you use to write your name down on or something. Anything that you can keep that's yours. If you got homework, don't use your homework papers. No. Just a piece of paper. And you're going to write down everything about a person that you want. I said that in my earlier podcast. I always say this. Write down what you want. Write down the intentions of the things you want in that person. Don't write down the color. Don't be sitting there writing down, I want a white redneck girl with some Daisy Dukes on and a white beater on. No, that's not what I'm saying. You write down the qualities you're looking for. I want someone with a good sense of humor. I want someone. You don't write down, I want somebody who got a fat ass and a big, nice, fat, and a nice big jugs of tits. The nipples are so goddamn hard they can cut the piece of paper. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is your qualities, like person with a good sense of humor, person got a nice smile, person that can laugh, person that's easygoing, person that likes to save money, a person that wants more, wants better things in life, a person that's looking for someone, a person that's looking to settle down, someone who's passionate about causes for things in life, someone who doesn't mind going to a buffet instead of going to a steak dinner, someone who'd rather go thrift shopping and buy things and buy store brand products, you know, things that you're looking for, you know, things that you're looking for, someone that likes to save money so that they can have something down the road instead of, oh, I gotta buy it now, money's burning my pocket, I gotta spend. Not looking for someone who's an alcoholic. And you got me, what you're looking for and what you're not looking for. I'm not looking for drama. And I'm not looking for an alcoholic. I'm not looking for someone who does drugs. I want someone who's just good. A virtuous person. You can say I'm looking for a virtuous person. Yeah, well. Or you know what I mean, like that. Something like that. Things like that. You can say, I don't want someone who does, you know, those things. Now, if you're looking for a druggie, put that. I want a party girl. I want a girl who sits there and goes, whoa, look at my tits. Hey, baby, look at my pussy, it's all wet. You want a girl like that? Write that down. That's what you put down, what you're looking for. If that's not what you're looking for, don't put that down. Detail it. Don't put the color. Because I always say that because sometimes the person you're looking for may not be the person of your same race. So, an example, that person might not be white. That person might not be Hispanic. That person might not be German, might not be Russian, might not be Hungarian, or might not be a British person, might not be Irish, might not be Chinese, or Vietnamese, or Filipino, or Australian. The person just might be the opposite sex of you. The opposite sex or opposite gender. Or opposite race. You don't know. The reason I say that, because look, I met this guy. And the reason I say I met him, because I met him because he was, he comes into where I work at. And he always comes in. And he just was a really good person. His personality was really, really nice. He has a great personality. And one day, we got to talking. And I was asking him, I said, so what do you do? He says, well, I work at a big company in LA, but I commute. He says, I work 4 days in LA and I have 3 days off. I work, you know, 4 days in LA and I have 3 days off. That's how I work. He said, I don't work a lot of, you know, like that. So that's how I work. And I make a lot of money. And I'm single. So I gotta find me the right girl. That's what he said. I gotta find me the right girl. He said, you know the weird part about it is? I was like, what? Yeah, I'm looking for the right girl, but all I keep getting is guys hitting on me. These guys are hitting on me. I'm not looking for a guy, I'm looking for a girl. He says, I'm looking for my future wife. But all I'm getting is these guys hitting on me. Don't believe me? I'll stay right here for a minute and we'll just talk. Watch what happens. So we were sitting there talking. All of a sudden, a group of guys came in. This group of LGBTQ guys came in. I use that because it's just the way to do it and it's not offending no one. So I couldn't tell which one of the letters they were, but I just knew they were part of that organization. They came in, they were smiling. He was standing there and they were like, hi, you ordering? He says, no, I'm just standing here. Oh, okay. He goes, oh, okay. Wow. And he goes, he stands there and he goes, man. He goes, wow, okay, well, he goes, well, huh. He goes, He goes, I tell you what. And he goes, And one of the other guys goes, you got a nice butt. Look at that butt. I know. Look at that butt. And they ordered their food. One ordered chicken tenders, and one ordered a nice hot dog. He ordered a hot dog. But then he said, nah, I'm making a chili dog. So he got a chili dog. And he was like, that his dog is good. And that, I mean, seriously, little jokes like that. And the guy didn't even catch it. He was like ignoring them. Because he was like, that's not my thing. I'm not looking for that. And then one guy came up to him and asked him, literally, being funny, he was like, can I ask you a question? He was like, sure. What's the question? He said, what's the question? You single? He says, yes, I am. He says, now, the other question is something that I want to know because I don't know you from anyone else. So I'm just curious. Do you go that way? He says, what way? You swing that way? He goes, oh, no, I don't. You don't? Well, you look like you do. Well, thank you. Because you're really beautiful. And oh my God, I would love to take you out to dinner. He says, I don't swing that way. I hope you find whoever you're looking for. He goes, thank you. But I would love to take you out to dinner. God, I would love to take you out. And he kept begging him. He's like, nope. Sorry. Maybe you should swing that way. And he goes, no, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you anyway. He's like, okay. Next thing you know it, They're talking. He's just trying to get him to swing that way. And he did. But he told him, he paid him all kinds of compliments. And after that, he looked at me and go, I told you. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is because that just happened 3 days ago. That's 3 days ago when that happened. That's why I'm telling y'all now. It's so fresh and vivid. 3 days ago. So what I want you to understand is sometimes it just don't work out. Sometimes the person you're looking for, the person you're supposed to be wanting, might not be that person. It might be someone else. I'm serious. It happens that way. I'm dead serious. Sometimes the person you're looking for just might not be the one that you are supposed to be with. You know what I mean? Sometimes the person you might be supposed to be with might be the same sex instead of the opposite sex. Or the same gender. Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean. So you never know. So sometimes it just happens that way. So be careful. And be vigilant and be very honest and be careful, because sometimes that might just happen. And I mean, did it happen to me? No, never happened to me. No, never happens. Never happened to me, trust me. And would it happen to me? No, not really. Because I don't put myself out there to make myself be into that environment. I really don't. So it don't work that way. But I, you know, hey, please yourself. Hey, Merry Christmas to y'all. Now, I will tell you this. And I want you to understand something. Like I said, write that down. Now let's say you go on a date with someone. Like, you go to Tinder or Grindr or whatever, you know, apps you use. Or Facebook, because Facebook has a dating app. I did not know that. I think Instagram does too. Does Twitter does? I don't think Twitter does. WhatsApp and all these places there's a whole bunch of, there's a lot of dating apps. There's some like Match.com. There's some that you gotta pay, and there's some that you don't have to, like JDate. And there's some called LittlePeople.com. It's about all about dating little people. And you know what? Midgets.com and stuff like that. You know what? Here's the weird thing. When I checked that out, because I did, see, I do the homework for you so that you don't have to. I went to littlepeople.com to see about midget, about dwarfism and stuff, and see what they have. You know how many little women were on there? None. How many little men were on there? A few. They were women like my height, 5'9", 6'2", 6'3", looking for dating a dwarf. Dating a little person. Seriously, they were looking to date a little person. All of them on there. There's this one app. It's an old school app. Still around. Shocked me. Called Moco Space. Moco Space is like MySpace. It's old school. And there's so many women on there posting stuff, posting pics and stuff, talking about, hey, it's your girl. And it'd be, and they got these like the old school 80s kind of postings and stuff. So, you know, 90s kind of pose. So, like when MySpace just first kicked off. So, I'm just telling you, that app, yeah, that one, Moco Space, they got it for, and they got it for iPhone. I know they have it for Android. They got it for iPhone too. I'm serious. They do. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, yeah. So, you know, it's one of those weird things, but they do. And I'm telling you right now, it's a make or break. That's what I mean, make or break. So, there's so many dating apps you can find some. There's like farmer.com, countryboy.com. What's that one? Sugarbabies.com. Yeah, that actually a website called sugarbabies.com. Seriously. What's that one? Madison. That one. Oh yeah, that's the one. That's where you go if you're married and you want to cheat on you and you want to have an affair where you can cheat on your wife. But that got, yeah, that one got, that guy, that got really, it ain't the same as it used to be. Because now it got busted open, so now people really don't know if they trust it or not. Do you trust it? I really couldn't say. Would I trust it? No, not really. Reason being is because, yeah, they are not the same as they used to be. So that's why. I mean that, seriously. There, yeah. And there was another one called, what's her name? HeidiFleiss.com website. It was all about, she had this site where discreet hookups for married people, or, you know, people on the, and there was this one site, it was called People on the Down Low, where they go, and they, and there was this, used to be this thing called Backpages. Seriously, Backpages was this app, Backpages was like Craigslist, and it had all the dirty stuff, where you can go back there, people were posting stuff. The federal government shut it down because they were posting underage girls on there and sex trafficking and stuff. And that's kind of a no-no. You know what I mean? I really didn't do too much look for the sex trafficking. I'm going to tell you this, students. If you travel the world and you're looking for someone young to date, like say, for instance, you're like, the girls here in America, I really don't want them. I don't want them. I want someone else. I want someone that will actually love me. For me. Be truly love me. I'm going to tell you some countries that, where the women will love you, will treat you like a man. If you are, treat you like a king or a queen, depending on, because if you're a woman and you're attracted to women, there's countries that will, that you need to go to. Listen carefully. First one, the one I'm going to mention, it's the most common one. Everybody knows this one. It's the Philippines. Yes. The island. Yeah, the Philippines. The Philippines, they are the one. Their girls are young. They'll be like 21, 22 years old looking to get married. Reason being is because over there, in certain areas of the Philippines, the economy is really, really bad. So, they're looking for a good husband. They do say that, looking for a good husband. I watched a video where this guy, he was over there, and all he was doing was just standing there. Not doing much, but that he was just standing there, not doing much. Just, you know, doing what he normally do. Walking around, and this girl said, hey, you're looking for a wife? He's like, maybe. Well, you found her. That'd be me. That kind of stuff like that. Another country that the women will treat you really good is Thailand. Thailand. As well as this other country, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. Yes, those countries right there will treat a man really good. Really good. Seriously. Like they say in Vietnam, no chupaku. No chupaku. No chupaku. Meaning he got big Alabama black snake. Yeah. That kind of thing, if you ever know what that's from Full Metal Jacket. Good movie. But I mean seriously, that's basically, those are countries right there where if you really want to find a good wife that'll love you, they take care of you. And the cost of living is really cheap over there. Living in that country is really good. Seriously. If you're trying to live in that country, that is the country you want to live in. Yes, because the cost over there is really, really good. Seriously. I'm telling you, the cost of living in that country is low. I would say living in that country, the economy is good, and the only downside about that country is that it's like if you're going to say, let's say you go to Vietnam, or you go to Thailand. And stuff like that. You gotta learn how to speak Thai. You go to Vietnam, you gotta know how to speak Vietnamese. You have to know how to speak Vietnamese and stuff like that. That's about the only downside I'm telling you right there. And once you know how to do that, that's simple. It's simple math and stuff like that. I will get one of those mobile apps and learn how to speak some languages, and you'll be good. Seriously, you'll be really awesome, okay? Yes. You will be so awesome learning that language. See, you're learning a new language and you're grasping the things that you learn. I'm telling you, I mean, that's basically, those countries will treat a man like a king. It's not like here in America. In America, it's the opposite. You got to work hard to get a good woman. Over there, they make sure you eat healthy. They make sure you take your vitamins. They don't break you down. They're not breaking your spirits or anything. They actually love you. And they want to see you be better. They want to make sure that you're better than anything. That's what they do. Their job is to make sure that you are the best that you can be. You're not doing nothing else but being the best that you can be. They're not trying to beat you up or beat your spirits or sit there and just say, "Oh, that's all you make? God, you need to get a better job. How you going to support me and how you going to support my lifestyle with the money you make? Get a job." Well, I don't need a job. You're supposed to take care of me. Yeah, you my babe, you my boo, whatever. You're supposed to take care of me. Blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to take care of me. You know? And I'm seriously, and they women will say things like that here in America. In America. Yeah. America. That's what I'm talking about. We live in a society where that's how it is around here. But when you go to those countries, they treat you right. Now, write this down. Something you need to know. Write this down. Not all women are the same. Every woman is totally different. Okay? I'm being honest. Like I said, write this down. Not all women are the same. I stress that. Not all women are the same. I mean that. Because the reason why I say that is because you need to put that in your mindset. Like women will say, not all men are the same. Like I hear this story right here. All men are pigs. Okay. Well, not all men are swine. Some men are chickens. Some men are bulls. Some men are cocks. Some men are dogs. And then there's some that are pigs, meaning swine. But not all men are swine. Not all of them. You know, not all of them. And some are hungry, hungry hippos. If you get that joke, then you know what it means. Yeah, but if you don't get it, I'm not going to try to talk about it and try to tell you what it is. No, it's not going to do that. We're not going to do that. What we're going to do is going to let you understand. Not all men are the same. So, since they're not all the same, that's what I mean. In categories in general, you have to understand that that's how life is. And that's how we look at things. We see you. And I see what you can do. And I see what you can become. Okay? Yes, I see what you can become. I put in perspective that I know that for a fact that you can be the greatest thing that you could be. Now, like I told you, not all women, not all men are the same. You need to let these women know that. And like I say, write that down. Not all women are the same. And not all men are the same. So, when you understand that concept, here's what I want you to do. You understand that concept? Here's another thing that you need to understand. You don't have to write this down or anything. It's not nothing to write down. It's just something that it's gonna better improve you. It's gonna better improve your lifestyle and everything. Yeah. It's gonna better improve your lifestyle for everything that you do. Remember this. Remember this key factor, okay? This is a simple fact that you need to know. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. Education is the key to salvation. Your life, your education is key. Let me tell you something. If you're dumb as a doornail, go back to school. School of hard knocks. Get on YouTube. Hello. Or go to the library and study. Study. Spend a lot of time on YouTube or go to a library. Study up things. Make yourself a little smarter. Educate yourself on certain things. Make yourself worldly and world-rounded. Reason why you need to be like that is because so that you can have a conversation. Let me give you an example. I had a woman one time. I'm just going to say woman because she was a young lady, but I'm just going to say woman. I had a woman one time who told me, I need a man who can stimulate my mind. Exactly what she said. This is when I was really young. I was like in my 20s. That's before I was married, before I joined the Marine Corps, and all that stuff. I was young and dumb. You know the old saying, young and dumb and full of cum and all that stuff? No. Yeah, that was me. Young and dumb, and yeah, that was me. Young and dumb, and I was shooting them out. I was banging girls left and right, shooting them out. Did that notch up my belt? Yeah, it did. I learned some things. Yeah. I learned how to be this. I wasn't an alpha or anything. I wasn't an alpha or I wasn't a beta or anything. I was just me. I didn't know what it means to be alpha or beta. I was just me. And I learned how to be a really good person. Because I learned how, what not to do and what to do. So, and, oh, all these. And so, in knowing that stuff, I like all these. And so, in knowing stuff, I do that a lot sometimes. So, if y'all hear me, while I'm talking, I will be looking at something, thinking about something. Because I'm always doing other things. I'm doing one thing. I'm doing like multiple. I'm trying to learn how to do this thing. Oh, Arby's. I'm trying to multitask. I don't have ADHD, okay? So somebody email me. You got ADHD? No, I do not. I see something, I'll be talking or I'll be thinking about something. I'll look at something like, I'll be doing something like, oh, there's a nice, good Dodge dealership. Hey, there's Popeyes. Because I want some Popeyes. You know, I'm hungry. I want some Popeyes. That's what I'm saying. So my mind goes like that. But I also have this belief system that everything that you do, educate yourself. Seriously, look, students, educate yourself. I want you to educate yourself because you can be better than what you can do. I don't want someone to be, you know, let me give you a good example of something that I knew. Back a couple years back, there was a young gentleman. He made history for what he did. This young gentleman did something and made history. What he did was he went on national TV because they were interviewing him. He started a company. Yeah, he started a company. And the company he started was a million-dollar company. With that million-dollar company, he flipped it. He started a million-dollar company and he flipped that company. Meaning that he flipped that company and he made over like $900 million off of that company. He sold it and made about $900 million. Because when he sold it, got $900 million. Turned around and he flipped it. He flipped the company, got $900 million. Then he turned around. When he did that, he turned around and went and he did another thing. He bought another company. He went and took that money and started another company. He bought a company and then started a company. And everybody was asking him, you know, everybody was like, so you made all this money and all this stuff, and now what are you going to do? He says, well, I'm going to start another company. So he started another company. He didn't argue. He didn't question. Yeah. He said, I'm going to start another company. He started another company. Then he bought a company with the money. He had enough money. He bought another company. He bought a company for like $200,000. He bought this small rinky-dink company for $200,000, because the reason why he said is that he wanted the value of what the company can offer him. So that's why he bought it. He didn't care about what the company was at, the company's assets or anything. He just wanted the value. And he said he wanted the name. He didn't care about nothing else, just the name of the company. The name was what made him, because he said a name resonated with him. Bought that name. That name resonated with him. And guess what? Never went. He was a high school dropout. Yeah, high school dropout. Never went to college. Was actually smart. Problem was, he was too smart for school. So he ended up making more money. He made more money than his teachers. One day, he turned around and he said, I made more money than my teacher, than his high school teacher. He went back to high school. He went back to his high school. Saw one of his high school teachers. He said to her, what are you doing this summer? She says, what do you mean? What are you doing this summer? She says, well, summertime, I'm off this summer, so I saved my money up. And she said, well, I saved my money, you know, because I don't spend as much, and I ration that over the summer. He says, I got a job offer for you. I'd like for you to come work for my company at my corporate office. You work every summer. You can work every summer in my company. I'm going to pay you X amount of money. All I want you to do is check my stuff. Make sure I'm doing what I'm doing right, and make sure I'm not being ripped off when it comes to things like contracts and stuff like that. She said, I know nothing about that. Well, you are a school teacher, right? She goes, well, yeah. You got a degree. Yes, that makes you smarter than me. So I need you to be able to do that. So I don't want to be paying a lawyer for something that I shouldn't have to pay for, or I'm being ripped off. She's like, okay. Come to find out, that actually benefited him, because she caught the lawyers charging him double for just a signature. So like I said, students, I'm just telling you, you don't have to have, I mean, education is the key. And she sat there and she told him, you need to get your GED. You don't have a high school diploma, go get your GED. Please get your GED, I'm begging you. And he says, why? I'm good. She said, just have it. It's a personal matter. You will make me feel better if you have it. Get it and don't even put it up. Get it and keep it locked up. It'll make me feel better that you have it. I really don't care about nothing else in life, but I do care that you get that. Get that GED. You know, when you get that GED, right, you can take that and turn it over to the school and they will give you your high school diploma. He's like, fine, if that'll make you happy. Will that make you happy? And it did. It made her happy. He went back to the school district, brought his GED in, and they gave him his high school diploma. She told him, you feel better? He's like, no, I feel no better. I mean, what's a high school diploma going to do for me? It ain't made me happy or nothing. I wasn't happy. He said, when I was in school, I wasn't the happiest in school. School didn't make me happy. You know what made me happy? What I'm doing now, making money. That didn't, I felt constricted. The only person that actually helped me achieve what I wanted to do in business was you. That's why I came back. Every other teacher told me that's not important. Business is not, that's not here. This ain't business class. This is English. This is science, not business. So we don't talk about that here. And if you're doing business, you need to. And then I was getting written up for doing my business. For doing my business. So, students, listen carefully. Red pill students, listen carefully. Do what you gotta do. Get on that grind. Hustle up. Be better what you can be. Don't let the world settle you down. Keep your head up. Sorry, this one took a little bit longer. I know I went a little further. I'm sorry and I apologize on that one. I did not mean to do that. I do apologize on that one. That's my fault. I take a hit on that one. That's all me. It's all me. I got you. That is all me. That is my problem. I took that hit, all right? So now, here's what I want you to do. I want y'all to listen. Do me a favor. Start writing something. I told you, write things down. Write those things down. Help yourself. Educate yourself. Keep educating yourself. Become the better person that you're supposed to be, okay? Be a better you, all right? Okay? Because I want you to be the best that you can be. He's going to work. Be the best that you can be, all right? I'm asking you that. I tell you that because I want y'all to educate yourself. Because I don't want some dumb door. I don't want some dumbass doornails. I want students. I want smart people. In my university, I want smart people. In my classes, I want you to be smart. Because you gotta be smart. You're a red pill. You're an asshole. You're an alpha. See, when they say, a lot of people always ask me, red pill is a better way of saying it than saying an asshole. Because see me, I'm an asshole. I'm king of the assholes. Seriously, I actually tell people I am the king of the assholes. And I try not to be. I try to be a little nicer. But sometimes being nice is not good enough. So I want to be better than that. I want to be better than nice. I want to be a little more happy. All right? I love each and every one of y'all. I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to know that, okay? It's all about you, not me. Got it? Like I said, it's all about you, not me. So we're going to be doing this, and we're going to be doing this right, okay? It's all about the red pill, and that's how we're going to do it, all right? So, hey, everybody, listen up. This is J.R. Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast featuring Red Pill University lessons. I want you to understand, all right? All I want to say is I thank you. I appreciate you. And stay tuned to the next class, the next lesson. I'll see you in the next lesson, the next Red Pill Podcast lesson. Hey, I'm out.